personal rift between high-ranking gang members of drug cartels in northern Mexico is causing a violent turf war. Los Zetas and the Gulf Cartel used to work together trafficking drugs in the same region, but have severed ties. Alex Posey says home and business invasions across the U.S.-Mexico border are increasing. Posey is a tactical analyst with Stratfor. It's a global intelligence company based in Austin.
As they've gone their separate ways, friction's increased, and simple personal conflict ended up spilling over into open warfare along the South Texas-Mexico border.
Posey says the fighting is over cocaine, which pulls in lots of money, especially from the American users. But cocaine use has also increased in Mexico. Hector Dominguez says the owners of maquiladores, large manufacturing plants along the border, actually have ties to the drug cartels. Dominguez is a UT Austin Latin America Studies professor.
The main drug they sell that is cocaine, and cocaine make people be more active, and they keep working more than 8 hours, because most of people work more than 8 hours in order to get a little bit more money. Mm-hmm. So it is happening there.
Dominguez, who was once kidnapped in Mexico, says the violence has created a pervasive sense of fear in Mexico. The violence has gone on so long it's gone beyond cartel violence and destroyed neighborhoods and families. The Mexican government has not been able to control it. Domingo says that makes people believe nothing can be done to stop the criminals. Eric Aguilar, KUT News.